Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. If you're not a Sparky and you get an email into your inbox for a quote for a cooktop install in your house, and it goes something along the lines of install CCT on dedicated RCBO with 6mm cable for 32A CT install in kitchen, does that make sense to you? We're going to talk about just dumbing down quotes that it doesn't matter who you hand it to, it's very, very easy to understand. So what that blurb was there was for a cooktop install. And I'm going to break that down. So install a CCT is install a circuit in abbreviated Sparky language on a dedicated RCBO. That's an RCD in brackets safety switch, in further brackets electrocution protection, with 6mm cable, 6mm cable, for 32A, which is 32 amps, CT install. That's a cooktop. If you're putting that kind of language into quotes, you're going to start losing. You probably are losing quotes if you're using that kind of jargon. What you need to do is really, really dumb down your quote as if you're, again, the mum test. If you're handing it to your mother and you say, do you understand what that is? To phrase that better, it would be install a new power circuit from the main switchboard using a heavy gauge 6mm cable for a 32 amp circuit for an induction cooktop in the kitchen. That's very, very easy language to understand. Now, I've also added a little bit of fluff there with using heavy gauge 6mm cable. That paints a picture for the client that what is 6mm? Like, is that something spectacular? Is it the same as any other cable that I see? When they see heavy gauge, for all they can imagine, it's a monster of a cable, but heavy gauge is just a bigger cable than we use on average of a 2.5mm circuit or a 1.5, for example. When you're doing quotes, you really want to dumb everything down. We even put brackets after some things that may seem confusing. So for example, if I was to say install a 2G switch or a 2-gang switch, even the word gang is confusing. Gang is the number of switches on a plate. If I'm putting out a quote and it's going to say install or replace 3-gang switch, after the word gang, I will put brackets and I'll put number of switches in brackets. Therefore, it removes any confusion in the quoting process. And when they see it, they know exactly what they're getting. And as well with safety switches and RCDs, these technical terms to Sparkies are very commonly used. You know exactly what it is. But if I was to walk up to a randomer in a street and say, do you know what an RCD is? Odds are they're not going to know what that is. And this is across the board in your marketing as well. We've just had the website rebuilt. And the most time I spent on it was the above the fold. So once the actual page loads, the immediate thing that you see, that's where the attention span is going to go to and where you're going to either win or lose the client. When they look at that page, they need to know who you are, what you do, and how you can serve them best. And this comes across to your quotes as well. There's no point in having a fancy website. That's brilliant. You're getting quotes through the door, but now you're filling them up with jargon once you're sending the quotes out. So you're winning, you're getting leads in, and now you're starting to drop the ball because you could have dumbed these quotes down, made it very, very easy to understand what the client was actually getting. Again, remove the friction. Click here to accept the quote. Just make it so easy for them to accept that you're getting those jobs in the door. The second part to this is painting a picture or fluffing out the quotes to show more value. Let's say, for instance, again, obviously I'm biased with Sparky stuff because I'm a Sparky. But if you're doing a job, and let's say, for instance, this is a very common one where we go fault finding and there's an issue with the power circuit, there's a damaged cable, there's water in a light fitting or something. And a common mistake people do, they may be working for a strata or real estate, which we don't do. When they send the invoice, or they could have just rocked up the job, not quoted beforehand, which is a huge mistake, and done the job, gone home. They've sent the invoice and it just says electrical fault finding $600. The client's jaw is instantly going to drop and they're going to say, what the hell? What am I paying for? Like, I've got one sentence here. I don't know what that Sparky was doing for 2 hours. He was rummaging around somewhere, but it didn't seem like a big job to me. It seemed like it was pretty easy, is their observation. So if they had a phrase that blurb to something like attend property for fault finding on tripping light circuit, removed switchboard cover from circuit, disconnected cables from top of RCD in bracket safety switch, insulation resistance test the cabling going to the light circuit, low reading of 0.01 mega ohms found in brackets indicating a fault on the circuit, disconnected circuit midway point found it to be at the rear of the house, disconnected light fitting full of water found left rear of house, emptied water, dried it out, replaced fitting, whatever, put it back up, put the circuit back together, put the light fitting back up, put the cover back on the switchboard. Obviously, I'm blowing this out of the water here for obvious reasons, but if you had received that invoice with all of that writing and description on it versus one sentence, you're justifying the value of your invoice. So let's flick back to quotes again. You can make this extremely easy on your quoting software. So again, reverting back to job management systems, I rave about templates the whole time because it makes our quoting process so, so easy. How we lay it out is, for instance, with the cooktop above, it's a 6mm circuit. So we might have an EV charger and we might have a cooktop under the 6mm category. You can have that blurb made out like install 6mm circuit for, and we'll have an X where we fill in what it's for. And it will say run cable from switchboard to X via isolator or whatever. Wherever there's an X, all we have to do when we load up the quote is go into it, click where the X is, replace it with cooktop, replace it with EV charger. You can even go one step better and create a pre-build for each, which is fantastic. All this can be done, all this can be streamlined on your job management software, and it just makes your life easy and it makes the client's life easy that they know exactly what they're getting. Have a look at how you're sending out quotes and how you can improve it, because if you make these little tweaks, dumb everything down, I guarantee you your quote conversion will improve dramatically. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email, and I'll speak to you soon.